What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Mike, Bo, and Allie live out here at Falcons training camp here in Flowery Branch. We're pleased to be welcomed by Falcons safety superstar, Mr. Jesse Bates. Look, man, it's about a week into this thing. Do you miss offseason yet? Did you have a fun offseason, or is it one of those things where you're like, hey, I'm happy to be back on the grind?
Yeah, had a great offseason. You know, all the time that we spend away from our families, it's nice to be able to, you know, spend some quality time with them with that time off. But at the same time, we're ready to, you know, get back, get back to a routine instead of, you know, going to work out and then having to go make your own breakfast or figure out what you want. You got it all here. It's a one-stop shop here, and just excited to be around the guys again.
We had a chance to talk to Caden Ellis a couple days ago, and he was telling me that he actually goes home every night, puts his kids to sleep. Now, are you one of those people that gets to camp and you just kind of lock it down and you're locked away, or do you try to step outside of the facility every couple days?
Yeah, I try to do a little bit of both. You know, when we got back-to-back practices, you know, I tell my lady, I'm like, hey, I will not be home tonight. but when we have, you know, a practice and then we have a jog through the following day where we can, you know, sleep in for another hour, I try to get back and, you know, try to put baby boy to sleep and eat some dinner with the family and just spend some quality time with them as well.
Jesse, we're a week in now to training camp. How do you feel the defense is shaping up day one versus today?
Yeah, I mean, we got a hell of a leader in Coach Brick. He sets the tone every meeting, every practice. When you got a guy like that that's played linebacker in this league, it's kind of easy to get behind him and get the ball rolling. So very excited for what we're starting.
Jesse, when you're out there, when you know, going through the defense, you have a job to do, and you're also balancing your technique. But how hard is it to balance your technique? And then when you see the instinct of making a play, we've seen you instinctually just go make plays here the first 2 years. How hard is that to kind of balance that out?
Yeah, you just got to understand the playbook. I think there's times where you can be aggressive, and then there's times where, all right, you got to protect some guys. And just having that full understanding of not just of what you're doing, but what the whole defense is, it creates those opportunities where you can go jump, you know, some plays and understand what we're trying to show. And like I said, it's just opportunities that you got to understand when it's time to be aggressive and when it's time to be that protector as a safety.
Listen, that's spoken like a true safety, Jesse Bates, talking about sometimes you got to protect people. You know what I mean? Sometimes the guys in front of you might need a little help over the top. Falcon safety Jesse Bates hanging out with us here on the morning shift live here in Flowery Branch. Well, let's talk about that as well, because you're in year three here with the Atlanta Falcons. Obviously, you spent the last few years, as long as you can probably remember, of having different defense coordinators every year playing different schemes. How do you feel like so far that you really fit in with what Jeff Ulbrich wants to get accomplished defensively? We've talked about attacking style defensive fronts in our conversation with Caden on Tuesday. He was like, hey, man, it's just about kind of understanding the broader picture. You have even a bigger picture. I mean, you're the kind of the center fielder back there and understand what kind of Brick's asking of everybody.
Yeah. You know, the first thing you talk about is what are we showing? What are we trying to disguise and show the quarterback? And then what are we actually playing? And, you know, sometimes when you're showing a disguise, you know, it triggers the offense to get into a check. So understanding what those checks are and what we're getting when we're showing certain defenses, I think that's very important when you're talking about playing a high-level type of defense.
I love that. I saw the double A gap mugs today, forced Penix to get out of it. And, of course, then Caden's bailing. I'm like, oh, man, they got you. They got you.
Jesse, you were mic'd up the other day. You have a moment with Kobe Bryant that's kind of out there. He's obviously a young player, undrafted, trying to make the team. Is it to the point where players just gravitate towards you, knowing for what you are as a leader and a guy that is always doing film study and that kind of stuff? Or do you still seek younger players out to be that mentor type?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. You know, every practice, I tend to just sit there and kind of process what just happened. And, you know, those young guys, they sit out there with me. They're like, oh, hold on, what's Jesse doing just sitting out here? And then we have conversations, you know, what did you get today? You know, what did you not do right today? Those type of questions, those type of, you know, getting those type of answers help you out as a player in the long run. And like I said, I've been that young guy before. And I was always around, you know, Vontaze Burfict and those type of guys. That was very rough and just try to get around them and just understand what's the good stuff I can learn from them, what's the stuff that I don't want to do. And I think that's the similar things that, you know, when you're having conversations with young players, you just try to give them the sauce. You try to give them what you've experienced, good and bad, and hopefully they can learn from it.
Jesse Bates here on the Morning Shift. This league is different these days with some of the things you can and can't do. The tackling has been something that in some people suffers. As a guy that has – that's a lot of your job, I feel like, is open field tackling, right? You know, as a safety, how hard is it to stay really sharp with your tackling techniques?
Yeah, I think Rod does a good job of, you know, talking about protecting our team when we're talking about tackling and all that good stuff. But, you know, as a player, you talk about punch outs and just getting your body, getting that muscle memory, how to tackle, how to get in that position to make, you know, a good open field tackle. I think we ain't got no better back to go against than Bijan Robinson and those guys over there when you're talking about open field tackle. But, yeah, it is hard. It's hard to simulate the whole game speed. But as a safety and being a guy that's been in this league, you got to be able to learn how to practice. And that's one of the biggest things that I've preached to some of the younger guys as well.
We are joined by Jesse Bates live from Falcons training camp up in Flowery Branch on the Morning Shift. Jesse, who are you rooming with out here?
Yeah, we got a nice safeties group, you know, Jordan Fuller, DeMarco Hellums, and then Xavier Watts as well. So we got a smart group. We ain't got too many head cases in there. It's usually pretty calm. You know, guys, you know, say what's up to each other, but you guys are usually in their books and, you know, getting to bed pretty early, honestly.
So when you guys wrap up, you're just going to bed watching film?
Yeah, you know, sometimes, like I said, when we got that jog through the following day, some of the guys go home. And but yeah, we have dialogue throughout the, you know, our room. And like I said, there's just a lot of different personalities in that safety room compared to a wide receiver room that's maybe loud, and, you know, corners room that's pretty loud probably as well. So yeah, safeties are pretty, you know, reserved, and we have conversations, but at the same time, guys are, you know, locked in.
Yeah, we'll finish up with that. Obviously, finishing up here with Jesse Bates, Falcon safety. We heard from Raheem Morris yesterday, the day before, about kind of the identity of this team, and talked about some of the leadership traits. I know Michael Penix has talked about it as well, leadership traits. I mean, what do you feel like the locker room is right now, kind of compared to previous couple of years? And I know Raheem brings that kind of energy, but, I want to hear, like, deeper into it. Like, who's on the aux cord? Who's the loud one? Who's the one playing the music? Who's the one kind of, you know, that's talkative in the morning? Who's the ones that are quiet in the morning?
Yeah, you know, that varies, you know. Every day can be different. You know, it may be me on the aux cord one day. It may be James Pierce on the aux cord another day.
Those
rookies, man, they got a lot of personality. And, you know, as long as they're getting off the edge and they're rushing that path, they can do whatever the heck they want to. But, yeah, I mean, everybody's installing plays, you know, offense and defense. I think what separates, you know, teams is our style. How are we creating that style of play out here every day on the practice field? And everybody can talk about it right now. Everybody wants to make it to the Super Bowl, but it's all about what you're doing day in and day out. And I think that's what we have a great understanding of as a whole team.
Jesse, we appreciate it, man. That's Falcon safety Jesse Bates joining us here on the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch.
And that was so awesome of Jesse Bates to hang out with us yesterday after practice. It was hot, like brutal hot. So he didn't have to answer for as long as he did, but he did. Obviously, you guys were shocked by the aux comment. Was there anything else that stuck out to you?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was dumbfounded by the aux comment.
Yeah.
I mean, in anybody that's been in any locker room where they play music, you just never let the new guy play the music.
Right.
In any football locker room, period, college, NFL, and even high school, I've never seen a freshman or a rookie be the one in charge of playing music at any point, much less a week in a training camp. So for him to make that comment, Bo kind of brings it up. It's like so endearing to hear for a lot of people because, you know, I think we all are like, man, the sack numbers need to come up. Pass rush needs to come up. And for him to say, man, I don't care what he does as long as he's rushing the passer, I thought that was really, really cool. But when he said that he's on the aux sometimes and James Pierce is on that, I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, you could hear me audibly in the background of that go, a rookie on the aux cord.
Yeah.
Wow. You just don't see that.
And he apparently, after he left us, he came to us, did an interview with us, and he did the podium. And after when he went to the podium, he apparently talked about it again. James Pierce on the aux, and Randy yesterday did a really good job. Like, yeah, that don't happen. And he was like, what's that mean? And he's like, rookies don't play music. And Randy was like, nah, man, you got to earn that. It was funny. But Randy explained it made me laugh because he's like, I did it though. And I was like, and he was talking about how you just got to, how you act, and you can earn that respect right off the bat from your veteran teammates. It's, again, a lot of people crapped on that James Pierce pick. A lot of people. Nationally, fans, local. So far, a week in, it feels like all those feelings have gone, right? And it feels good because when you hear Jesse Bates talk about James Pierce like that, who are these teammates at Tennessee that had a problem with him then? Because that's a veteran leader. That's a 7-year veteran in the NFL who has no damn problem with him.
Yeah, well,
early.
But yeah, I was gonna say, still very, very early in that. That's not gonna be, that's not gonna be something that you talk about till way later down the road. But I think there have been problems with Tennessee's locker room as well ever since last year. So I don't know. And Allie, to answer your earlier question about did anything else kind of catch my eye or my ear during that interview when he says who his roommates are?
Yeah.
And the fact that Xavier Watts is included in that group of three other veteran safeties that's crazy too. Usually the rookies will room with other rookies. Not always. Like, that's not as crazy to me as the aux thing, but a lot of times, I would say 80% of the time, rookies room with other rookies. I would not have been shocked if they would have said Xavier Watts is rooming with Billy Bowman and some of the other guys back there in the secondary, maybe some guys that were just a little bit older because they're going through a lot of the same things. Their workouts are a lot of the same times, things like that. Rookies usually work out with other rookies. So to hear him say that Xavier Watts is included in a room with him, to have a rookie safety, third-round draft pick, fourth-round draft pick, included in a group with a guy who is a seventh-year player and an all-pro, just not something you see that often. I can't imagine had we gone out and, drafted a tight end at some point and put him in a room with Tony Gonzalez. It's just not something you see.
I think it's good, though, because that's who you want. Like, that's who but Jesse's you heard his answer about Kobe Bryant and how he will talk to those players and make sure they're doing the right thing. That's what I want. I want Jesse Bates in there with him, even if it's just at Xavier Watts noticing how he handles his business there, right, in camp. And how he treats other, like, I want a guy that I drafted in the third round who is the future, who I hope is the future. Or let's throw that out. No hope. Who I draft to be the future of the other safety spot, to see how, to me, one of the 2 to 3 best safeties in the league handles everything, including his training camp off the field business.
Well, and I think the difference between these two conversations is the aux cord in the locker room is something the players handle.
Mm-hmm.
That lineup, as far as who you're rooming with, is something usually goes to the coaches. or the front office or whatever else it may be. So it's not like Jesse was like, hey, put Xavier. I mean, he could have had that conversation with Raheem. But I think it just speaks to how everybody around the building views Xavier Watts and Jordan Fuller and DeMarco Helms of like, this is our group. And obviously they signed a safety yesterday in Henry Black right before practice, and he was out there. But it's just interesting to see some of the inner workings and dynamics being out there in Flowery Branch every day.
Hey, quick question, because he mentioned, you know, he went from having to cook his own food to everything's kind of laid out for him. Was the food better when you went to training camp where you're like, oh, upgrade? Or is it like very strict?
No, it was a lot better.
Okay.
It was pick your poison. You know what I mean? There was like a buffet line, but there was also like the chef in the corner that was like, I got whatever omelet you need. You know what I mean? There's a smoothie machine over there. Like, yeah, you can get whatever you need for sure.
Sounds so good.
I know.
All right, this hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res. Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service coming up. We're going to go in the huddle, talk about the Hall of Fame game and John Harbaugh's comments around Lamar Jackson. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.